Prepare yourself
for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
On the Iran front, just out of the French news agency, Iran warns of Gulf blitzkrieg and a closure of the Straits of Hormuz if attacked. Iran's military chiefs warned Saturday that the Islamic Republic would shut down the Strait of Hormuz, vital for oil exports, and use blitzkrieg tactics or lightning war tactics in the Gulf if it came under attack. And they have medium-range missiles, more than 11,000 of them, that can just destroy the three different fleets, carrier task force groups they have there in the Persian Gulf. But I guess that's the plan if there's an attack. And then the U.S. will see our ships sinking. The people will say, nuke them. And then it's off to the races. It's off to $8 a gallon gas, even if you don't care about attacking a country that's done nothing to us and been overthrown twice by our government. Just absolutely amazing that that is going on. And Ron Paul is in Congress. I interviewed him Thursday, Congressman Ron Paul. He said he hears a lot of members in the halls talking about if we could only nuke Iran. I'm going to get into that. Also, I'm not sure he's calling about this. But it just says on my screen here that he mentioned as a heating and AC guy something about registering with the feds. But I do have a report here out of Computer Magazine, and then it even has links to the state of Texas website with the bill. I couldn't believe this when I read it, even though it was in a reputable source, Computer Magazine, and I read the bill and couldn't believe it. Anyone repairing computers in Texas will have to get a three-year law enforcement degree and violate your Fourth and Fifth Amendment and spy on the entire contents of your computer without being paid. The government's telling computer repair shops that it's also indentured servitude. Violates another area of the Bill of Rights and Constitution where they're not allowed to tell you to do work without paying you. And saying you're going to spy on everyone. So I want to go over that report. Going back to Matt in Austin, he had a question about why is the news saying Iran is Al-Qaeda and running Al-Qaeda attacks in Iraq when Iran is run by Shiites? Did I answer your question, Matt?
Actually, I was more wondering what's going to be the ultimate benefit to us? Is it greater control of the region? Is it control of oil production? Is it to make Israel happy? What exactly is the outcome that we expect to get out of this?
Well, it's a cocktail of reasons. They do cost-benefit analysis. Why did they go in against Iraq? Well, before we were even attacked on 9/11, which they falsely blamed on Iraq, and the president and vice president now admit that's a lie, and we have White House and the Downing Street memos where they admitted in memos, in the minutes, that they were lying. Secretary of Treasury O'Neill, the first day he was at the White House, this is in January of 2001, shows up and they have the Energy Task Force, he wrote about this, with maps, and they were saying, how are we going to get it? And Cheney says, you'll see. And it was all about shutting down oil exploration. That then jacks up prices. Remember that Iraq had, quote, been overpumping in 1990, and OPEC was mad because we were paying, I don't know, 89, 95 cents during that period. You can go look it up. And that was making OPEC and the oil companies mad because we weren't getting charged enough. So by shutting down Iraqi flow during that war and then having Saddam sign deals under sanctions where he could only sell a reduced amount, that jacked up prices then. You understand it's artificial scarcity. I mean, let's talk about watermelons. It's watermelon season, driving in from seeing family across Texas. I saw trucks everywhere full of watermelons. Let's say I'm a big watermelon magnate who wants to sell them to all the grocery stores. Well, you see, I don't want more watermelons getting grown. If I could get a law passed where only I could grow watermelons, I would, you know, do that if I was a bad guy so that people pay $50 for a watermelon instead of $2. Okay, so it's artificial scarcity, kind of like diamonds are semi-precious, but the Oppenheimer family and the company De Beers has a world monopoly, and that's public knowledge. PBS did Diamond Empire, a documentary on it. I actually interviewed the British lady, she's a royal, who made the film about that. And they got very mad about that and visited her at her yacht there in London and beat her half to death and told her never make another film about it. It's just amazing stuff. But the point is, it is artificial scarcity. So that was one reason to shut the oil off. Then it's hundreds of billions a year in no-bid contracts going into a black hole, $15 million for a blue tarp Halliburton puts up. That's a real case. It's about a domestic police state. When we're in a war, they can tell the people, shut up. When you're in a war, you shut up and don't ask questions, which is the opposite of liberty and freedom and what a true patriot is supposed to do. And, yes, Israel has said they want these wars. They want these countries taken down. They want client countries that will give them oil. The U.S. has now built a pipeline out of Iraq into Jordan and then down into Israel. That's going on. So there's a whole cocktail of reasons. But they want to go into Iran really as a political diversion for the plunging dollar because they had people that were basically more pro-U.S. than Ahmadinejad before. They were moderates, and the U.S. didn't want to work with them. But it's this psychology, and I do it too, of saying we. Why are we doing it? What do we get out of attacking Iran? The American people's interests aren't those interests of, quote, the national security interest, because our government is owned and controlled and dominated and steered by foreign institutions that have other interests.
Absolutely. Great, Alex. Hey, listen, I love your show. I listen all the time. Good luck to you.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Okay, I want to go ahead and start going to this caller now and see what he's talking about specifically, and then I'm going to get into this report about how basically every service company in the U.S., on a state-by-state and federal basis, is being co-opted into spying on you when they're in your home. So let's go ahead and go to Joe in Austin, who wanted to talk about that. Joe, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How's it going, brother?
Good. I only got a little bit that it was something about that. Is that what you're calling in about?
Oh, yeah, yes. I'm the AC Tech. I just got hit with this last week, so this is kind of new to me. I'm just wondering what your take is on this. Is it... we have to register with the state now and do a yearly fee for like $20 to $25. I don't know what the cost is yet. I mean, they haven't told me yet. They think it's about $20 to $25. So is this a money grab or is this a double-edged sword where it's going to be?
That's the start of regulation, the start of control. The bigger air conditioning construction companies and others want to come in and start kind of like it is in England and in Europe, where you have to have a whole bunch of licenses to do work so that they can cut out their competition. No, what you're talking about is not the other issue that I'm about to get into.
Okay, well, I appreciate that, then.
You bet, my friend. Thank you. Yeah. Now, listen, this is in several different publications, Computer Mag, Extreme Tech, others have reported on this. And there's a story out of Gearlog on this as well, but you can link through at InfoWars.com. We posted this Friday. Texas PC repair shop now requires PI license. And when I read this, I did not believe it. But just Google that. Texas PC repair now requires private investigator license. Google that. And then this is a great article because when you read it, it's got links to the Texas legislature. In fact, the second paragraph, the word Texas is a hyperlink, and you go right to the legislature's website, and I couldn't believe it. I mean, there's a lot of things that even shock me, folks. And it says, from its Texas Rangers to its enthusiastic take on the death penalty, Lone Star State has long been known for its aggressive stance on law enforcement. Whatever that means. What the illegal aliens are above the law. What are you talking about? Thanks to a strange new law, it's a sting that may soon be felt by a number of Texas computer repair people. A recently passed law requires that Texas computer repair technicians have a private investigator license, according to a story posted by a Dallas-Fort Worth CW affiliate. Now, when we come back, I'm going to get into this and take more of your calls and break down what this means. When a carpet cleaner is in your house, when an AC guy is in your house, when a lot of them make more money tattling on people than they make with the job. And it violates the Fourth Amendment, and you should know this is going on. We'll be right back. My new film, Truth Rising, was released Friday. It's now available.
Question. Is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question. Are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question. Do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our Doomsday Water Filter System. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order. It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be going to Gary, Sam, Heidi, Ed, Charles, many, many others. Already got a caller here, Mike in Houston, saying you're wrong about PC Tech. Look, I went and read the bill, and it's in, what, 5 different publications that I've seen. I couldn't believe it either. The way this is written, if they interpret it to enforce it, This won't be, if you want to be a tattletale spy, you can be. This will be, you have to basically do it. And everybody's heard the stories about 60 Minutes shows about it, where the people at the airport, ticket takers who enter your information, check your driver's license, the famous 60 Minutes piece where this guy would fly down from North Carolina to Houston to buy tens of thousands of dollars of trees to be shipped back each year, and he walked up and paid with cash. This is like a decade ago, and they seized his cash under asset forfeiture seizure. People can't believe this when they hear it until you look it up. And they said, yeah, we're not going to indict you. We're not going to arrest you. We're just taking your money. No judge, no jury. And everybody now has heard about asset forfeiture seizure where they pull you over and you got $4,000 in your wallet or in your purse and they just take it, saying, well, it's up to you to prove it wasn't for drugs. And this happened to me, folks. I guess it was about 9 years ago. I had a shotgun, that's where I had children, in Iraq, and my radio studio was in my house, not at my office or here in these radio studios. And the guy walks in and he's saying, is that gun legal? And I said, well, of course it's legal. There happened to be myself on the front page of the Metro and State at a Second Amendment rally. And I said, see, we have rallies about the Second Amendment. It's no big deal. And then he left. And then I had a bad feeling. So I called the carpet cleaning place and they said, no, Mr. Jones, yes, we understand. Yes, he did. There was some discussion of calling the police. We understand that guns are legal. But see, these people watch TV shows. And they're, most of them are set in New York or Chicago or where they have highly restrictive gun laws. And they see the cops pull somebody over in a drama, or they watch real cop shows based in L.A. and places. And, oh, he's got a gun. He's going to jail. Or we found guns in his house. He's going to jail. And so they then move here to Austin, or they watch TV, and the public's pretty dumbed down, and they think a gun in your house is illegal. I mean, here's an example. The Austin PD looks at your occupancy, how many people live in your house, and how much power you're using. And if it looks like you're using too much power, that then is, quote, probable cause, they believe, of course it isn't, to SWAT team your house and see if you are growing marijuana because the lights pull a bunch of power. They also fly around with these helicopters that see, heat residents, and, oh, it looks like you've got grow lights in your house. So the point here is, well, here's an example. I lived in an apartment complex. This is before I was on the air, about 14 years ago. And my buddy was going to UT. His girlfriend was going to UT. They lived together about two doors down. Straight-laced folks. Didn't even, smoke pot and didn't even drink. And I remember that they got a SWAT team visit. Now, they actually knocked on the door. They opened it and came in. And because they had had some repair guy there, and he had seen, she was taking botany at UT, the grow light, little grow light and some orchids. And then they saw that it wasn't drugs and left. The point is, people need to know that repair people in your home are spying on you. You need to know that. I was visiting family, and they had a May issue of National Geographic in it. And it had a picture, it was a whole issue on China. And it was a fascinating issue. I read the whole thing, I think Friday night. And in it, it had a photo of what looked like about an 8-year-old boy who was swimming in a river, and he came out and he was naked. Now, if you take a photo of your 2-year-old in a bathtub, and you take it to one of the major stores to get it developed, a drug store, one of the big superstores, you're probably going to have the police come and arrest you or SWAT team you. But, see, National Geographic can put that in there. So, see, you're saying, I have nothing to hide having my computer being looked through. Oh, yeah, there's a baby picture with your baby's hind end in it. And, see, the government and the system wants to enforce on the public. Here's another example. A woman in Chicago pulls up. She's got her 14- and 10-year-old daughters in the car. It's 9 feet away, the Salvation Army can, the donation can. She puts $875 in it, is out of the car 30 seconds, locks the car, has the keys. It's running. It's freezing cold. Throws the money in. The police arrest her on the spot, take her to jail, take her kids. That was in the news. Or there's a guy in Detroit, no criminal record, top archaeologist. I think his son was 8 years old. They order lemonade. They bring them hard lemonade. Looks like lemonade. Hard lemonade. His son takes one drink, arrested. CPS takes his kid because they brought the wrong lemonade. He didn't look. So my point is, The government's growing. The police state system's growing. It is looking for people to grab. You say nothing to hide. Let the repairman spy on me. You have privacy. See, the privacy's on your side to protect against tyranny. And so you read a bill like this, Texas PC Repair now requires PI license. From its Texas Rangers to its enthusiastic take on the death penalty, the Lone Star State has long been known for its aggressive stance on law enforcement thanks to a strange new law. It is a sting that may soon be felt by a number of state computer repair people. A recently passed law requires Texas computer repair technicians, and I read the law, that's what it says, have a private investigator's license, according to a story posted by the Dallas-Fort Worth CW affiliate. And it goes on, in order to obtain a license, technicians must receive a criminal justice degree or participate in a three-year apprenticeship. Those shops that refuse to participate will be forced to be shut down. Violators of the law can be hit with a $4,000 fine and up to a year in jail, penalties that apply to customers who seek out their services. Some of the area's larger companies already employ technicians with PI licenses, a fact which generally doesn't apply to small computer repair shops. Now, all I know is I have the Austin newscast, and it's in my film Road to Tyranny, ads they run on TV where the kids get $200 credit cards, and they have them report on their parents and ask them what's in the medicine cabinet. I mean, so the extent of this is growing and getting worse, and they've recruited 500,000 truck drivers to spy on everybody in anti-terror training, but then it's anti-terror and crime. They've hired 26,000 preachers to spy on people and give sermons that say submit to the government. They've got the InfraGuard, 23,000 executives spying on people and been given shoot-to-kill orders of their order to be deputized secret police. All of this is going on. Now, will this be enforced? Can we debate the interpretation of this law? Yes. But that is how it reads. Mike in Houston says that I'm wrong, and we'll find out why I'm wrong. I certainly hope I am. Mike, how are we wrong here reporting on this?
Oh, hey, how's it going, Alex? You know, I read all the articles and stuff, and I got very concerned because I'm a PC tech here in Houston, Texas, okay? So I sent this over to my attorney. I sent the actual House bill over to my attorney, and he read through it, and he said there's only two sections that pertain to people that deal with computers as far as the PI license holders law. And one of those, you know, is for data security specialists that are, you know, working on, you know, large enterprise networks. The other one has to do with if you're actually collecting information for a civil or criminal trial.
All right, stay there. I want to hear about this on the other side. Hold on. I want to specifically hear about this when we get back. We'll be right back with his call, and then I'm going to really try to hurry through your calls. Mike, Gary, Sam, Ed, Charles, many, many others. We're going to go really fast with your calls. Stay with us.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Last month, Ready Reserve Foods stated that by fall, food would be in short supply and the government would be forced to impose controls on food and food distribution because of civil unrest and panic. Well, the floods in the heartland of America have all but assured this will happen. It is estimated that 5 million acres of farmland will not be producing over 700 million bushels of corn alone. If you have ever thought about storing food, now is the time to do so. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202 for a free catalog. Larry Matlack, president of the American Agriculture Movement, stated on June 6th that the USDA has only enough wheat stored to make one half of a loaf of bread for every American. Visit us on the web at ReadyReserveFoods.com. 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Act now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Headline, Ron Paul, I hear members of Congress saying if we could only nuke Iran. I said that Thursday on my weekday show. Cover more of that before the end of this broadcast. Also, they want to register knives in England. Okay, let's go back to Mike in Houston. He's saying it's limited groups of computer repair people. And yes, I see that language. And that's how they're interpreting it. But if you read the full language, this is basically them now recruiting large numbers of computer snoops and trying to force large cadres of PC repair people, computer repair people, into this. But you're saying you disagree. But I don't know, five different publications that are computer publications disagree with you. I read the bill, and I can certainly see the angle you're at, but I know how government operates. Go ahead and finish up, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Hey, Alex. Well, hey again. Yeah, I sent it over to my attorney, man, had him look it up and down, you know, because it really concerns me. It affects my business, you know, very heavily. So I had him look at it, and he's like, no, there's nothing in there to compel me for what I do as far as repairing, you know, hardware and software to do anything like that. You know, he said basically if I get put into a role of security, you know, as far as, you know, for non-public data, that I would then have to be licensed. Or if I was to actually start doing, like, you know, review and analysis of, you know, computer information for criminal or civil court cases. But other than that, you know, it's not necessary.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you own your own company or do you work for a company?
Both. I do both. I do on the side, I run my own company, and I work for a business.
Well, so, I mean, how does it work? Because you see in the news all the time people take their computers in for repair and they get in trouble for gambling, or they get in trouble for a picture of their two-year-old walking around with their diapers half down. How does that work?
Well, you know, part of that law, part of the law that we're actually discussing, protects individuals a little bit more when they're bringing their computer to the repair shop, because that repair technician, if they go and snoop on your computer, they're actually engaging in illegal review and analysis of data. So they would actually be charged with a criminal offense for not having a PI license when they're reviewing and analyzing data. And the Fourth Amendment should actually protect those people to bring their computer in, because they're not asking to relieve any privacy unless they start giving up passwords and that kind of thing.
But you see the cases. You see the cases where they're going through everybody's computers. I mean that's all over the place.
You know, they put out so much.
You know,
stuff
but
anyway.
I mean exactly. But I mean, you know that law enforcement, no longer peace officer, but law enforcement agencies recruit all sorts of service people to spy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they do. You know, I've never been approached for it, but I'm sure that they do, you know, especially at higher levels, you know, when you have big companies, you know, I'm sure that they do.
All right, hey, good to hear from you. I'm going to get some expert guests on about that, and we're going to get to the bottom of this, because I find it bizarre that, what, five different publications would say one thing. I read it, and it looks like they could interpret it for that, but we're certainly going to find out. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in New York. You're on the air. Ed, welcome.
Hello, Alex. How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks for calling.
First of all, I just want to thank you for all your work. I want to thank you for personally breaking me away from this huge matrix that we exist in. Truth Rising, I saw it yesterday. Incredible film. Everyone needs to see this film. I actually brought a couple of tears in my eyes. You touched on this global warming scam earlier with a previous caller. Al Gore, as far as you know, you know, with your research, what does he stand to gain? Why was he pushed to the forefront as this, you know, this so-called high priest of this you know, Gaia worship?
Well, number one, Al Gore owns a large oil company, has the controlling stock in it, given to him by his father, Albert Gore Sr., the former senator. Al Gore has also bought in to the Carbon Credits Global Exchange. It's a private group. You will buy your carbon credits for being a human, for breathing. They are saying the gas you exhale, that plants breathe, is a toxic waste. And as the Club of Rome documents written by Richard N. Haass, head of the CFR state, that is then a way to regulate and control your life. Also, it takes over the larger environmental movement that means well. I mean, I don't like the fact that lawn fertilizer, they are allowed under law they passed 10 years ago. I didn't know about this. My dad told me about it this weekend. I looked it up. To dump toxic waste basically into the fertilizer. I mean, just hundreds of horrible things. And then that's put on your lawn. Your pets absorb it. You absorb it. It runs off into aquifers. I mean, there's thousands of serious environmental things that are happening. Or coal-fired plants burning dirty coal filled with mercury that we then breathe. That hurts us. But see, you're not going to hear about any of the real environmental things that are going on, or cross-species genetic engineering that causes major problems. Mm-hmm. It's all, no, let's have a global tax, and we'll buy credits from the private central banks, which now just doesn't let them control the fiat currency, which they can then debase and control us with like they're doing now. Now they trade in what humans breathe, what all animals breathe, and then they falsely list one of the four life-giving elements of the planet. And by elements, I mean ingredients. Sunlight, solar radiation, okay, water, oxygen, and carbon dioxide. Those are the four ingredients. And I mean, have you seen the TV programs where they walk up to citizens and give them the scientific name of water?
Yeah.
And then say, should we ban this? And all of them, almost all, say, and I've done this myself, yes, ban it. Because you're giving them the scientific name for water.
Right. One last question, just switching gears. Living in New York, I have a 10-year-old daughter, and this concerns me greatly. New York trying to pass, trying to make it law, to make vaccines mandatory. Do you happen to have an update on that?
Well, let's be clear. Now, see, listeners everywhere, new listeners, whether they're listening in Austin or Kansas City right now, or places like KCAA and San Diego, they're saying, well, I thought vaccines are the law. I hear it on the news every year before school starts. No, there is no law anywhere in the U.S. that anyone has to take inoculations. Okay? But then if you don't have them, they'll kick you out of school and then arrest you for truancy. But that's a fraud, because the school, does, by law, can't kick you out for that. So they're fraudulently kicking you out of school and then triggering criminal penalties to go after you. So you're right. New Jersey and New York are trying to pass laws to make over 50-plus vaccines the law. And they're just completely criminal. I mean, the government can't make you put that in your body. Then the cattle public says, oh, but you'll make my child sick if you're not inoculated. Hey, if you think that those inoculations are protecting you, then your child's already had it. So that's a cop-out to claim that other people's kids have to have it. Again, it's a basic fraud, but the public doesn't have any knowledge of science anymore. So it's very serious.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir. I just want to thank you again, and keep up the good fight. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And folks, don't believe me. There's no law yet to take vaccines. Check into it for yourself. Let's go ahead and take some more calls here. Let's go ahead and talk to Gary in New Orleans. You're on the air, Gary.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, I'm a Prison Planet subscriber, and me and my girlfriend, a couple of girlfriends of hers, were watching it last night. And towards the end, they had sort of like tears in their eyes. And then you grabbed your bullhorn, and they all jumped up like you scored a touchdown and started screaming. So I started playing guitar to be cool, so I might have to give me a bullhorn to be cool these days. But anyway.
Well, that's a lot cooler than wearing a bunch of bling, so, you know.
Yeah. Well, what I wanted to – I had a couple of questions about Blackwater coming into our city and also the price of the gas in Mexico. But something else that I really wanted to talk to you about – is I was in Dealey Plaza about 6 months ago when Nellie Connolly had passed away, and I was standing on the triple overpass, and I was taking a picture of this Texas state flag at half-mast, and it was kind of dark, and when I developed, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's totally a pyramid overlooking Dealey Plaza.
Oh, yeah, the whole thing's Masonic.
So you knew about that?
Yes.
Well, it's hard to bring up something that you might know about. So.
Send me anyway. The photo. We'll post it. Anything else?
Well, I wanted to find out, could you explain or elaborate? In other words, no one knows that it was Blackwater that came into our city during, Katrina.
Did you witness that?
I didn't, but many of my people did. I was in the heart of the
city. Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear more about it. Put you on hold. We'll come right back and talk about that. It's already the final segment. Hard to believe we must ban this evil chemical dioxide.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Fuel prices are at an all-time high with no relief in sight. Do you feel powerless against the large oil companies? Now you can fight back. Dur Alt Fuel Conditioner from Fuel Saver Incorporated is the solution you need for power, performance, and especially savings. Fuel Saver Inc.'s conditioner increases miles per gallon in gas and diesel engines and reduces emissions, saving up to 70 cents on each gallon of fuel you purchase. This remarkable fuel conditioner also cleans fuel injectors and pumps, reduces engine noise, and saves you money on costly repairs. Your engine will run like new with improved miles per gallon, and the savings far exceed the cost of the product. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com, or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811, or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Dur-Alt Fuel Conditioner. Start saving on fuel today.
Listener, ask yourself, can I be deceived? Matthew 24 states four times, in the last days, many will be deceived. There are many ideas about the mark of the beast and the Antichrist. What do you know about the beast, its mark, and the Antichrist? Is the beast a superpower nation or a giant computer in Belgium? Is its mark an implanted chip, a tattoo, the national ID card, or 666? Is the Antichrist a person, title, or both? Some believe these things are in the future. Others believe that it's in the past. First John states, the Antichrist is already in the world. What is the truth? And what is a lie? Are you willing to search God's Word for the truth? Friends, these answers are in the Bible. For free books, DVDs, and Bible studies exposing the Antichrist, the Beast, and its mark, write to The Bible Says, Box 99, Lenore City, Tennessee, 37771, or call 888-211-1715. That's 888-211-1715.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs. From bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, let's move fast here. Final segment. I want to hit some of this Iran news before we end it. Gary in New Orleans was telling the story about Blackwater. Yeah, they sent the FBI in a video of this. It was on the news. ABC News announced, yes, they're confiscating all the guns, even in the unflooded areas. And they went into multi-million-dollar homes and took their guns, and they never got them back. And Blackwater was there with the FBI leading police in for the gun confiscation. They would stack the aid up, too. And I met family that was there outside of the Superdome and wouldn't let it in. And then FEMA just basically sat there. And then they said, oh, look, we screwed up. Now we need even more funding and power. And that was by design. So pretty amazing. But, yes, Blackwater Worldwide, they're now not a U.S. company. They left the U.S., but still they're what, red, white, and blue. We need mercenaries. That's what's good. That's what made America great. Oh, yeah, I love it. Let's go ahead and go back to Gary. Anything else you wanted to add on that, Gary?
Yeah, it seems like our city was surrounded by do-gooders, churches. Walmart seemed like they could have handled the whole thing on their own.
They were blocked. The government had to show us that they need more power by screwing it up by design.
FEMA cut the communication lines. Our Sheriff Harry Lee had to post guards there, said shoot anybody that comes in and cuts them again. But I'm telling you today, I look out my window, I'm in Lakeview, there's military police going by all the time.
Of course, it is a model city, a training city, to train the military and police to work together and to get rid of Posse Comitatus. We have all the documents. It's in my Police State Films on DVD, available at InfoWars.com. Listen, for those that don't know, Truth Rising's out. You can watch it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv or go to InfoWars.com and get the film on DVD, the highest quality. But this is a cinema verite, which in French means the cinema of truth. There is no voiceover, no nothing. People are saying this is my best film. What do you think?
No doubt about it. I mean, the girls who were sitting on the sofa were just riveted. They just couldn't believe what was going on. They didn't know anything about the people being sick. And like I said, when you grab the bullhorn, they jumped up and yahoo, almost like, you know, the Super Bowl touchdown.
Man. Awesome. Well, see, those instincts to get excited are misappropriated and I'm not saying sports are bad. I'm saying people get so warlike over sports. Excitement is meant about standing up against tyranny. That's what all those primitive feelings are all about. But, yes, Truth Rising is out, and it covers the first responders, how they covered up the dust, covers how the attacks were staged, bombs in the buildings, police and firemen, emergency workers admitting it on tape, that they knew the feds did it, the activism, the bad police walking up and saying, you can't protest in New York, we're going to claim you have bombs, we know you don't, we're going to set you up on video. I mean, this is an incredible film. Okay, I'm going to move really fast now here. Let me see. Charles in North Carolina. You're on the air, Charles.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, Truth Rising is definitely the best film yet, maybe the best film ever done about the 9/11 movement. I mean, it's incredible.
Well, it's about 9/11 truth. It's about the first responders, and the government knew the dust was going to kill them. Thousands have died. 50-plus thousand are dying. And it, you know, that's about a third of it. Another third is the activism, taking over media events, the people standing up and fighting. And the other third is proof of how the globalists carried out the attacks.
Hey, can I say, the last caller, he might have been lying, man, because it wasn't just the girls crying, man. I had a little tear in my eye myself, man. It was rough to see.
Well, listen, you're awesome. I got to move fast. Thank you, sir. No, and it's meant to be upsetting because it's the truth. And that's the great part about it. It's such high quality on PrisonPlanet.tv. We ran it into our big screen television we have for editing. You know, it's like a 40-something-inch plasma screen, so we can really check the quality of the films when we shoot in high def. You can run the computer feed of the highest quality, and it looks pretty good. I mean, even on a big screen TV blown up, it doesn't look like, you know, as good as, you know, regular high def TV, but it looks good. Now, the DVD, it looks awesome, folks. These are shot on high-quality cameras. Let's go ahead and talk to Sam in Germany. I would have gone to him earlier. I forgot we had somebody holding from Germany, probably on his dime. Sam, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, sir? I was calling. I wanted to kind of gather or know what you'd gathered from maybe Bob Chapman or Ray McGovern on how the effect of a collapse of the dollar and a collapse of the U.S. economy, how that's going to affect some of the economic strongholds here in, you know, Western Europe. For, say, Germany, for example.
A global dollar meltdown is already causing... See, people say, well, is it speculation driving up oil and gold and every other commodity, corn, wheat, cocoa, or is it, you know, is it speculation of the dollar? The dollar imploding is the world reserve currency, so everyone's dumping dollars into commodities because they're not sure which other currency is going to end up being the new dominant currency. So that then exacerbates it. It makes it even worse. And so it looks like what you're seeing now. The collapse of the dollar looks like what you're seeing now, just two or three times worse.
Right, right.
And okay. I mean, it's already hurting European manufacturing. It's already hurting tourism because people in the U.S. can't, you know, it's twice as much or more. I mean, Europe's already reeling. The globe is going into a deep recession. And if it continues for more than three quarters unabated, that is called a depression.
Oh, man, that's not going to be good. Gosh, okay, well, thanks, Alex. I just wanted to say real quick to give a shout-out from Infokrieg.tv here, and, you know, truth's also rising here in Europe, and there's a lot of Germans. I really appreciate what you're doing, man. So thanks, and keep it up, Patriot.
You bet. Yeah, there's it's not my website, but it's a good website, Infokrieg. I believe it's .com. It means Infowar.com in Deutsch. Appreciate that. Yeah, no, there's... I've seen tens of thousands of views of my films just on German YouTube. Let's go ahead and talk to Lindsay in Idaho. You're on the air, Lindsay. Oh, I went to the wrong line. No, that's right. Lindsay, go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, just wanted to say, number one, your new movie is exceptional.
Do me a favor. Turn that radio off.
Got it.
Only because I want to give you full coverage here. Go ahead.
It's off. Okay. Anyway, Truth Rising, exceptional movie. Secondly, you had one article about a thing that happened about an hour from where I live, the Rainbow Festival.
Yes, you've got thousands of peaceful people being SWAT teamed, and I heard they were attacked again this year.
It fascinates me that for 30-some-odd years, these people have been meeting together, not causing any trouble, and now why all of a sudden are they a problem?
Well, the public has to be shown who's boss and that we're slaves. And we've got to be bossed around and taught how to cow down, and that the red, white, and blue means licking boots of a black uniformed officer.
And these people are basically really good people. They have some good ideals, some good ideas.
No, they've never had problems at the Rainbow Gatherings.
Never.
And I'm told they're pretty neat. And
I was invited to one. I lived in Wyoming for several years.
Well, how dare citizens go out in the middle of national lands and get together. I mean, how dare you? You don't do that. That's not freedom. Freedom is about being taxed and regulated and bossed around, and it's about being a slave.
I thought it was very sad, but it was a great article to have to try and make people aware of the fact that no matter how simple you are, it's just not good enough.
Yeah, the article is out of the Jackson Hole Star Tribune.
Yes, sir.
And the headline, Police Attack Rainbow Family Gathering in Wyoming, and even the local paper admits they just attacked them, pointed weapons. I've seen online videos. Last year, they run up, put guns to kids, and fired rubber bullets and pepper spray balls at Rainbow family members. This is from the local paper. This is
while making arrests
Thursday evening, according to witnesses. They were so violent, like dogs, said Robert Parker, told reporter Deborah Stevens of the libertarian-oriented Round Rock, Texas-based We the People Radio Network, and it goes on after the incident. People yelled at them, "You're shooting children," Parker said, during an interview of the Rule of Law show. I actually heard that radio show because one of my friends called me, and I listened over the phone. About 7,000 people have arrived at the gathering near Big Sandy in Wind River Mountains.
Yes, the Wind River Reservation, correct.
Yeah, and it says the camp on Forest Service land around the county every year, but the Rainbow families... non-hierarchical methods, no one can speak to the Rainbows, much less sign a land permit, often have stymied their relationships. But rarely do tensions escalate into violence. And it says the Forest Service Incident Command Team in Rock Springs issued a press release Friday morning saying officers were trailing the main meadow gathering. So I appreciate your call. I got to get, you know, I don't know if I get these final callers in. We'll try. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in Ohio. Quickly, Mike.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. I got about 30 seconds for you.
Hey, Alex, I just wanted to tell you, it's an absolutely fabulous film. Watching old Ziggy up there really turned my stomach. Remember him, right? Ziggy Brzezinski?
Yes.
All right. And I also, the reason I wanted to call, other than congratulate you on the film, was to ask if you had seen Lindsay Williams' talk.
The energy non-crisis. Yes, there's more oil in one area of Alaska than all of Saudi Arabia. The liberals aren't stopping it from flowing. They're little well-meaning idiots. The big oil companies, we have their documents. It's been in the mainstream news. Don't want that oil flowing. There's too much oil. They want to keep prices up. God bless you all. We'll see you next Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Take care. And, oh, and Truth Rising's out. Check it out at InfoWars.com. Right now on PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, Bonnie,